This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Satellite images show damage at a key Saudi oil production facility. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The images examined by the Associated Press come from the European Commission's Sentinel-2 satellite. They appear to show black char marks in the heart of Saudi Aramco's oil processing facility in Bukake. Neither Saudi Arabia nor its state-run oil company have said how much damage was done to the facility, but fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says it almost certainly translates to rising crude oil prices.
Markets will have multiple reactions again and again as news comes out and as interpretations are given. Official pronouncements are one thing, but the oil market will be paying extreme close attention.
Lundberg says domestic production should help dampen price effects here in the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump just tweeted about the Saudi Arabia attack. He said Saudi Arabia oil supply was attacked. These are his exact words. There is reason to believe that we know the culprit, are locked and loaded depending on verification, but are waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe was the cause of this attack and under what terms we would proceed. That's a tweet that Trump just sent out in the last hour about the Saudi Arabia attack. Police fired chemical-laced blue water and tear gas at protesters outside the Hong Kong government office today as thousands of pro-democracy supporters marched through downtown in defiance of a police ban. In an interview outside the British consulate in Hong Kong, protester Sam Chow said China's current policy on Hong Kong is not working.
Passed the Hong Kong Human Rights and the Freedom Act so that, you know, like they could put on sanctions on those Chinese officials, you know, like that, you know, like try to suppress the freedom in Hong Kong.
He said he'd like to see Britain and the United States take action to pressure China. You're listening to VOA News. Democratic leaders warned President Trump on Sunday that any proposal on gun control must include a House-passed bill to expand background checks or else risk no legislation at all. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they spoke by phone with President Trump, who told them he was working on a gun plan. Schumer says while he's holding out hope, he's not expecting anything.
Right after a terrible tragedy occurs, he says we have to do something on background checks, and then he backs off. And the word is that the NRA and others are putting pressure on him, and the thing that he will go for will not be acceptable.
He's also pushing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to let the legislation go to the floor for a vote. McConnell has declined to hold a vote on background checks, saying it's not clear Trump would sign the law. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is calling for urgent action to end bad health care practices responsible for killing millions of patients around the world every year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports 1 in 10 patients is harmed in high-income countries. It says 134 million patients in low- and middle-income countries are harmed because of unsafe care, leading to 2.6 million deaths annually. WHO notes most of these deaths are avoidable. Neelam Dhingra-Kuram is WHO Coordinator of Patient Safety and Risk Management.
In the healthcare facilities on the system, there is lack of patient safety culture, so lack of open communication, lack of systems to learn from mistakes and errors.
Besides the avoidable and tragic loss of life, patient harm leads to economic losses of trillions of dollars globally each year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A solid gold toilet that was part of an art exhibit has been stolen from the birthplace and home of former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. The 18-carat toilet is titled America and was created by the Italian artist Maurizio Catalan. It was part of a larger exhibit of Catalan's work at Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, England. The toilet was previously on display at New York's Guggenheim Museum. Last year, President Trump and his wife Melania asked the Guggenheim for the loan of a Van Gogh painting for their private White House quarters. The chief curator said no to the Van Gogh, but he offered them the toilet. People in the Bahamas are continuing to clean up today after getting brushed by tropical storm Umberto. Umberto is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Sunday night, but will be well east of Florida's east coast out in the Atlantic Ocean. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. the best music.